Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Okay, we welcome you just before what I hope will be a great weekend for everyone. And we'll open up today with our opening guest, by virtue of Skype from beautiful London, one of my favorite cities. Joining us is evangelist Leon Cabaselli. And he is the author of Christian Philosophy, Understanding Racial Oppression. The book is published by Author House. You can go to BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, AuthorHouse.com. And I want to give you the evangelist's website, which is www.leon, for Leon Cabaselli, Cabaselli.com. And from across the pond, welcome, Doctor. It's nice to have you on. Tell us about your book and why you wrote it.
Thanks very much, Mr. Stu. My book is called "A Christian Philosophy." I wrote in this book to let people to understand about the Christianity. It's not about revealing the secrets of Christianity, but it's about to go deep. What is Christianity, and what is the Bible? How the Christian and respected the Bible, which is the sacred book, and this book discuss again the colonization. With the Christian colonization and in Africa and some part of Africa, how the Christianity came to travel to Africa also and some part of Africa.
So this is not your first book. I think this is your third book. What is your background, Dr. Cabaselli?
Yes. And my background is that I'm from Africa, and the DRC, Congo. And I was born there, and I came to live in London. I came as an asylum seeker. Then I study in the theology. I've done my graduation in theology, also master class in theology, and a PhD as well. And when I was doing my graduation, and something clicked in my mind, and to start writing this book. Also, I'm a married person. I've got my wife and my daughter, and we are based in London, England.
Your book talks about racial oppression. You're from Africa. What salient points do you want to bring up regarding this and the status of racial oppression?
Yes, and Africa is based on in my country, DRC, and why I am introducing, you know, because in my country was colonized by the Belgium. Then now, and the King Leopold II, and I also introduced his speech and to the priest, because and Leopold too and spoke to the priest and how the priest would needed to bring the word of God and rather than bringing the right way, but Leopold too and said to them that these people already know God, know everything about God. You don't need not to tell them about God, but what you need is that to hide the truth of God and show them the part of and the backside of God, like the poor and remain poor before to go to heaven. You need to be poor before to go to heaven. Don't be upset against your government. Don't do the bad things to people and those kind of things. And my main point was that, and remain poor to go to heaven. Like, you don't need to be rich. You don't need to make a business. You don't need to work. Just stay in the church and respect what the priest will tell you. And you don't need the Bible in your hand. Just do everything what the priest is telling you. That was not right. This is why I say and a racial understanding of a racial. And you cannot tell the person not to become rich, not to go to Iraq, not to do anything better for themselves.
Dr. Cabasillo, what do you speculate about the future of religion?
The future of religion, I think, the religion will go down, probably by it will start. It might be started by in 2020, but we don't know by 2040. There might be and the religion will be affected. Many people will abandon the religion because of the political issue and so and the financial issue as well. This is what I'm expecting so far.
What do you think about, you talk about colonization, a lot of Christian issues. Well, what are your views on creation?
Well, thank you. And the colonization, I think the colonization never bring something new to the to people, and especially in Africa. Rather than bringing the word of God, but most of them and they realized that they were doing a human trade, like buying, you know, and buying and the black people and taking them to the different country. That was the main point. And also like bringing like the war in the country. Like one of my book, like a different book, I developed also an idea, the war on religion. And this is war, and Africa cannot understand about the religion. Like some of them cannot even like develop, you know. And because of most of the priests came to Africa. They never came in the right way, but they came to do the political business. And they were connected with the politician, and rather than connect with God, This is why, and I don't think in Africa, and they will cope with the religion from abroad.
We have about 1 minute to go, so I want you to perhaps give us a summary or a synopsis based upon what I have not asked you. Just a minute concluding statement.
Yeah. As I say now, and we are, and like now, and we can say that Catholic, and the Catholic is controlling DRC, like I said, and rather than DRC, which is my country, and to control and their own country. Like, this is what I'm saying that, and understanding of a racial, and we still on the same method, on the same system, but a different method. This is what I'm saying now.
All right, I want to thank you very much for joining us here this morning via Skype in London. My guest has been evangelist Leon Cabasselli. And the name of the book is Christian Philosophy, Understanding Racial Oppression. The book is published by Author House UK. And go out and get a copy of it. Dr. Cabasselli is very well versed. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. This is Stu Taylor.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
I'm Dana Perino with Fox News, and I just had a great interview with Stu Taylor, who loved my new book. It's called And the Good News Is, and he gave me a really good amount of time, and he asked perfect questions because he really understood what I was trying to get across, and I appreciate him so much.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
All right, we're back on a love-filled day here. I hope it is for you as we move to our next guest. Joining us is Kathleen Morrissey. She is the author of Otter Tales. That's O-T-T-E-R, Otter Tales. It's published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. And I just want to give you Kathleen's website, which is kmorrisseybooks.com, two R's in Morrissey, two S's in Morrissey. Kathleen, it's nice to have you on with a subject I always love to hear someone talk about, and that's kids' books. So how did you come up with this story idea?
Well, it actually kind of unfolded in front of our very eyes. I happen to live up in the Washington State area, and we have a beautiful area called the San Juan Islands. And my husband was in the morning having a cup of coffee and sitting on a dock on a little tiny island called Doe Island in the San Juans off Orcas Island. And it was very peaceful, very quiet, serene, enjoying that nice warm cup of coffee on kind of a cool morning on the dock. And pretty soon we hear these little peeping and squeaking and squeaking and peeping, and we look in the water, and here come three little otters, all just like little kids having fun coming away. They're looking at us as they go by, but they kind of ignore us, and that's how we came up with the story. I kind of imagined what they were doing and what they were gotten into, and I just put it down on paper and created the story.
It's funny how we kind of take animals and humanize them for the purpose of understanding what it is they do. I guess you call it, you know, anthropomorphizing, but this book is for kids what age?
Probably from first reader to, you know, 10, 12, depending on their reading ability. I really wanted to have my books interest them into reading, you know, make it so that they can comprehend. Once you comprehend, I think you can really enjoy books.
Was this your first venture into writing, or had you done this before?
Well, this is my fifth book.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're a veteran. And how's the response been on the book?
It's been very nice. Very good. Yes. I've gotten some great reviews, and yep, it's been very well received.
What are some of the things that we can take away from an otter's daily life that relate to us, specifically to kids?
Well, it looks like they like to get into mischief. I mean, that's what my husband and I noticed. They were up there, they went up on the island by themselves, and they were scurrying around and making a lot of noise and beeping and squeaking and squeak, you know, and so they have their own little adventures, I think, that they like to get into, as any little kid does, if they go out to play.
Well, when you wrote the book, did you plan this out? And did you plan out your other books, or did it just kind of evolve?
They seemed to all kind of evolve around situations that I was in. They started out as an appearance, and then I kind of just thought, oh, that is the story there.
Animals have character as well as people. Was it more difficult getting the plot of the book, the storyline, or developing the characters?
Probably developing the characters for me. The storyline really, truly kind of evolved around the situation, and so I just had to plug in to make, you know, help somebody else kind of enjoy what we were enjoying, and mostly for kids to enjoy, because at that time we were empty nesters, or just new empty nesters, and we were by ourselves, so we didn't have the kids to enjoy it with. So it was good.
Are you going to write other books, and will it be a continuation of Otter Tales, maybe some other species?
Well, I all of my books seem to surround animals and some of the things that happen to them, except for one. One book is all about a little swimming noodle.
Okay. You've got a number of little tidbits or stories or human anecdotes in the book that are interesting, educational, humorous. You want to pick out just a couple if you can and isolate them to give people a flavor?
Well, sure. Something as I did a little research about otters, because I didn't know very much about otters when I was doing this story, and found that they live in the sea, you know, out in the sea, and when they go to sleep, they sleep in the water. And in order not to separate themselves, they stay together as a family, like we all want to stay as a family, and they actually hold hands. They'll hold hands to make sure that they call that rafting. And so it's so that they don't get separated. And so I put that in my book as far as keeping safe with their families. Also, too, in the book, there is an adventure that occurs for those little otters because they didn't listen to their mom. And actually, in real life, this seemed to happen. They were up on the island. We heard a peeping from the other island across, because these two islands are very closely connected. And the mother, we figured it was the mother, was coming after them. Where are you? What are you doing? Because she's peeping really loud, and they're peeping back, and they scurry back down to her, and she's peeping at them all the way back to the other island. And my husband and I thought, oh, my gosh, they went off and got astray, and mom's coming after them. And so it was kind of a safety lesson in there, the fact that I turned it into Hertz scolding them and saying, you weren't supposed to leave the yard or the neighborhood, and you need to come home. It's not safe over there.
We all have natural enemies in life. Could give us a little education about the otter. Was it sea lions or eagles? We all have protection mechanisms, and we all survive by following that and learning it from our parents. What can you say on that?
Yes, that is very much true, and in the story I show that as well. They learn how to forage from themselves. Some of the potential dangers are, for the otters anyway, as a baby pup, they can't swim. They can float because of their fur being fluffed properly, so they can just float. And if they have to forage for food, the babies can't go down. So the mothers will wrap them in kelp. And that not only keeps them located where they're foraging down below, but should something like an eagle want to pluck them up, it's a lot difficult to get them unwrapped from that. And mom can get to them usually to save them in due course. Good timing.
What would you like to... Well, I guess we're out of time, so we'll have to save the next question for the next interview. Kathleen Morrissey, it's been a real pleasure having you on. The name of the book is Otter... Tales, published by Author House. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Stu.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back on our next guest.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, folks. I'm Dinesh D'Souza. I made the movie 2016, Obama's America, also the movie America, Imagine a World Without Her. My latest film is Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. I'm a big fan of Stu Taylor, love being on his show.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love.
All right, we're back, and our third guest, we have a busy morning here. Joining us is Lena Zerbinopoulos, and I'm going to spell that for you, Zerbinoroulos. You got it? Okay, she's the author of Marie Marie, What Will You Be? And the book is published by Christian Faith Publishing. You can go to christianfaithpublishing.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Lena, welcome to the show. What's the book about and why did you write it?
The book is about my little niece, Marie, and I wrote it because I draw inspiration from the innocence and untainted view that children have of the world. And I could see that in her like I can in all children. And I believe that it's during the time when we are children that we're most honest with what we love, and that somewhere nestled inside all of us is a dream. And we tend to lose sight of that when we are forced to pick one career path. So the book is about her journey going through her thoughts of all these different career choices. And I think the parents have that vision as well. So I think it caters to both parents and children.
Yeah, it's quite a study. And, you know, obviously I have kids and grandkids, and you see the metamorphosis, the changes they go through. How difficult is it for a parent to adjust to the daily changes in personalities of their children?
Well, parenting isn't easy, and it's always an adjustment. But I actually find a lot of joy in watching the process that children go through and their ever-changing minds. You know, they're dreamers, and they like to dream about the many different things they want to do. So it's that part is not difficult at all.
How do you rear children to let them develop naturally and yet protect them from external components in society and the environment that may be damaging? I mean, it's a balancing act, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Because you want to protect them as long as you can, but you also don't want to protect them too much that they can't survive in the real world. So when I'm out, I engage and, you know, we talk about the real things that are happening, but I never let them lose sight. And I always reiterate that they need to fulfill their dreams and follow what they love and to remember that from the start, from when they're very small, to hold on to what they originally love.
Are there any distinguishing characteristics in this book that would motivate people to buy it? I mean, there are many, many kids' books out, many educational books out. I mean, we go back, we think of Spock and many years ago. What are some of the key things here, key components?
I mean, the key component here is it's what we all think about from the time when we're very young. It's the dream. It's thinking about what am I going to settle myself into and actually make a career. And, you know, I think people still at our age think about that constantly, but children more so they're not tainted by this view of the world that we are. And so they're really reaching for their dreams, and they're thinking about every possible scenario. And, you know, in my own experience with my children, I have found that that is constantly changing because they just have these passions and desires for just about anything. And it's just wonderful. It's a magical process that you watch, and you can see it unfold in the book as she's, you know, vividly dreaming of all the different things that she might be able to eventually be.
All right, your final thoughts?
My final thoughts?
No, your final thoughts. What are they as we conclude?
My final thoughts are that this is something that I want to keep doing for children, and I extract great pride in making children smile and happy. And one thing that we did as parents was read to our children every single night. It was something that we just did, and you know, make them aware that reading is very important for the growth process and intelligence. And they still love it to this day. And my oldest one is almost 21 and very successful in college. And, you know, he had one dream. My other one has had 12 already. So you just never know. And so I think somewhere there's magic.
All right. That's the key. The magical journey, the book. Marie, what will you be? It's published by Christian Faith Publishing. It's written by our guest, Lena Zerbinopoulos. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Stu, for having me.
All right, we'll continue, and we're going to end in our final segment with one more guest, managing partner Dan Hebenstreet of Seasons 52. For a lot of you don't know it, we're coming up on Restaurant Week. Always a great time to get values, to sample new locations, and you're going to love it there. But let me just continue here by saying I was thrilled with what I've seen. I've never been to CPAC. I was thrilled with what I saw yesterday, even though I'm laughing because I'm thinking that kind of awkwardness between distinctly different personalities of Reince Priebus and Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon's one tough guy who's got an ultra-conservative philosophy and a viewpoint based upon, I'd say, pragmatism, nationalism, populism, and equally as important, the fight against all that ails us in this country. And when you talk about a lot of the problems we have, a lot of them are really based on from within. I mean, we have external problems with North Korea, Russia, Iran. I mean, you can go almost anywhere on a different level with Mexico. It's a difficult world to navigate. And you need someone who will display the toughness of Ronald Reagan, the acumen of Dwight Eisenhower, and I could certainly go on and on here. And Donald Trump, hopefully with his cabinet and with his advisors, will be zeroed in on it with Steve Bannon, Reince Priebus, and Jared Kushner, his young son-in-law. So CPAC, off to a great start. I'm loving what I hear from Ted Cruz. I'm loving the support. And the only way the Republicans can thwart the issues at hand are to unite. That means all of you rhinos out there, that's Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, John McCain, his girlfriend Lindsey Graham, and all the rest of them, are going to have to unite in order to face the evil forces that are going after us. You know how you get those solicitations? By phone. I never mind when I get them from Donald Trump. I can't stand these unwarranted solicitations. I never mind when I get them from Donald Trump. But I got one from Elizabeth Warren yesterday, and the recording went on and on. I couldn't wait if a voice came on, and a live voice, to tell him to take me off this list. Why would I want to hear what Elizabeth Warren has to say? So we're going to have to live with what's the new normal in Donald Trump and his language, his ability to express himself, which is, you know, it's very limited. Everything is great. Everything's sensational. Everything is a disaster. We're just going to have to learn to live with it and poke fun of it. I mean, I'm sure he knows it, but did you ever try to do a personality change? He got there. He got there through his own set of intellectual prowess, and he did misspeak. He's was misspeaking on deportation as a military operation. Wrong choice of words, but nothing all that major, because I think we'll come to expect this kind of thing from Donald Trump, where they sound like contradictions, and he just doesn't have the manner or all the information at hand to express it. But he's picked the right people to surround him, and this is really, really what's important. And if you look at some of the examples, he's talking about expanding a nuclear arsenal, modernizing it. I know it's going to dip into the pie. Where he's not going to change Medicare, he's not going to change Social Security, debt's going to continue to soar. It's a trade-off. Times are really very, very different. And if the rest of the world doesn't respect the fact that we have the most powerful nuclear arsenal in the world, then I think our danger level is increased. All right, we're going to come back. Dan Habenstreit will be joining us from Seasons 52. This is Stu Taylor.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won. And I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Lanny Davis doing an interview with Stu Taylor about my book, Crisis Tales, Five Rules for Coping with Crises in Business, Politics, and Life. I'm enjoying this interview very much, especially because Stu Taylor, who may be wrong politically about almost everything, is a gentleman and knows how to civilly disagree with my very liberal perspective.
All right, final segment. I can't think of a more uplifting way to end it, as we do here often, and to have on a managing partner of Seasons 52, Dan Hebenstreit. The website is seasons52.com, located in Burlington, Massachusetts, and Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts. And if you haven't had this incredible experience, and I'll be there either, I may be there tonight, or I may be there on Monday night, but Sunday night. But I try never to go too long because it's always an exhilarating experience, and I talk about it, not just the food, and it's just the whole experience. It's an experience to be there. Dan, pleasure to have you on.
Good morning, Stu.
And you were telling me just before the break, I didn't realize it, got a new menu, and I was asking you for new recommendations for me to eat, because I was saying every time I eat something there, I love it so much, I'm hesitant to move on and try something else, but I'm going to open up my thinking. What about the new menu, and when is it coming out?
So we're about to roll into our new spring menu. As you know, we change our menu every season, because season's two. So every 3 months we change the menu. So the launch will happen on March 7th. It always happens on a Tuesday. So March 7th we'll roll out our new menu. And typically what we do is we go through, we leave our core items the same. So some of those items are some of your favorites. We leave the filet on, scallops, our cedar plank salmon, the roasted chicken. What we do is in each category we'll make some changes. For example, our soups will all change. We'll add on our asparagus soup, our potato and roasted leek soup, and our chicken and white bean chili will replace our Piedmontese beef chili. Then we move into our flatbread selection. We'll swap out one of our flatbreads. We'll take on the new crispy prosciutto and asparagus flatbread, which we started last year. Did phenomenally well. It's a very simple flatbread with camembert cheese and sliced prosciutto and asparagus chips. We'll move away from our lobster ravioli and add on our Meyer lemon and ricotta ravioli. We have a new salad coming on. It's going to be a green tomato and burrata board salad. Burrata is a soft mozzarella-style cheese, and we'll have breaded green tomatoes on with that. We'll have a brand-new item, Thai steak and noodle salad, will come on the menu. And then we'll be getting back, and I'm not sure if you've ever tried these, so you'll have to remind me if you have. We're going to be adding back onto our menu our Kona-crusted rack of lamb with our spring vegetables. We had this about maybe a year or 2 years ago.
Yeah, I did. I did try it. It was great. And as I say, I tend to get locked in. I don't know where to go. I just look for inspiration from you. Make me try something else. Yeah, the lamb is great. That's a wonderful addition.
Yeah, now with that coming back on, you can move to that. And, of course, we were just discussing it before the break. In the mini selection. So as you know, we have our mini shot glass style desserts.
Any new ones added?
Yeah, we're going to add on this great savory cheesecake mini. And what's special about this is it's going to be made with goat cheese. So it's going to be a little bit creamier, have a slightly different texture to it. But we're all looking forward to it. This is actually a brand new one. We've never done this mini before. So for this season, it's going to be a brand new addition. It'll have goat cheese, a little bit of honey, a little bit of thyme mousse in the middle, and then some walnut pieces on the top to finish it. So that's going to be a brand new menu that we have yet to try. So I have a feeling it'll do very well.
All right, I want to give the website, and it's best to make reservations, especially on a weekend. They will take, Seasons 52 will take care of you, but you've got to understand that. Make life easier for everyone. Call and make your reservations. Seasons52.com. Let's move on to a big subject for a lot of people where they get to have all these great values, all these new concoctions, and that's Restaurant Week. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so what it is that we do this with Dine Out Boston. We do it. It's matched up with the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, it's these 2 weeks have been going on for years now. This all dates back to, I think, just around 2001. And originally it was inspired to help increase the sales during the economic downturn for restaurants. So it's done a great job. It's become somewhat of a tradition over the years, and people really count on it. And they count on it for the precise reason that you just mentioned, is it's a tremendous value. So it starts March 5th. So it's going to start on a Sunday, and it goes for 2 weeks from March 5th through those following 2 weeks. Typically, the only day that the restaurants don't do it is on Saturday. So it'll go Sunday to Friday, take a break on Saturday, and then pick up again on Sunday through Friday, and then it'll complete the two-week cycle. And each restaurant will do, and we will also be doing, we have a lunch menu that's $20, and then we have a dinner menu that's $33. And it's a prefix menu, and you have some selections. So you'll start off, to give a basic outline for it, you start off with a flatbread that you can share with two guests. You get for dinner, you get a salad selection. You get to choose from some of our more popular entrees, like our shrimp and grits or roasted chicken or cedar plank salmon at dinner. And then you get to choose your selection on mini. And then included with that, and I'm not exactly sure right now what we're doing, we always offer a great value for a wine selection as well. Now, there is an additional cost for that, but we offer two whites and two reds typically at a greatly, greatly reduced price for some great wines. And last year, if I'm not incorrect, we were charging $7 a glass. Very likely it'll stay the same price this year, but as I said, I don't know exactly which wines we're doing. But again, overall, it's great value. And the same setup for the lunch menu. It's the only slight difference is during the lunch menu, you don't get a choice of salad or flatbread. Typically, it's one or the other. So again, $20 at lunch, $33 at dinner, great value. Those 2 weeks are very busy for us. Not so important to make a reservation for lunchtime. I would definitely make reservations at night, and I would make reservations at any point during the week for night, not just the weekends, because we do see an uptick in traffic during those weeks because, again, it's very popular in the region.
All right. I also want to say events, business, functions, you're not going to do better than going to Seasons 52 and make your reservations. Dan Hebenstreit, great to have you on. We'll see you in the next couple of days. Always a pleasure, and you got my mouth watering. Have a great week, everyone. We'll see you back here on Monday.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,